Yesterday, we got a chance to sit down with Rough Riders strength and conditioning coach Brett Platts. Let's get you part two of that Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation.
Is there a moment that you look back in particular during your career and you say, you know, this was a really big pride point for me that I was trying to do, make sure an individual player did a certain thing or an individual goal and that came to fruition?
Yeah, I think it all comes down to, you know, the accountability aspect. These guys, it's a long year. There's happy days, there's sad days. I mean, they're humans. They're emotional at times, but can we, you know, consistently put in the work? You know, like, we have a gym bus every single day. Same thing with that home. We're in the weight room every single day with the position players. Can we establish a routine that, you know, best fits them, and can they sustainably do that throughout the course of the season? Because, yes, you know, my job is to keep these guys healthy. Obviously, go over movement preferences with these guys in regards to their swing, their pitching, their fielding, all of that stuff as well. But at the end of the day, you know, can we establish the routine that they can take to the big leagues and, you know, keep using?
Joined by Brett Platts, Rough Rider strength and conditioning coach. There are always advancements in your field every single year. What are some of the best ones since you've joined minor league baseball that you think have helped you in doing your job?
Yeah, I think the use of technology is obviously very, very beneficial. You know, we're blessed to have a lot of technology. We have force plates, we have catapult, we have a lot of objective measures that can, you know, dictate fatigue and how guys are feeling and, you know, what part of their body they're favoring versus the other. You know, the older I get, the technology is phenomenal and it's great to have. But also just that subjective conversation with the guys too is the most important thing. You know, the data could say that, you know, they're feeling good, and subjectively they could be like, hey, I'm not feeling so good. So it's a blend of both. Usually it matches up pretty good. So we have that opportunity to kind of dial back on workload when we can, but the technology is an important part of baseball and strength and conditioning, and it's definitely here to stay. It's just about blending the technology with just being a human with it about it as well. You know, talk to your guys, see how they feel, and you know, have the best program for them to succeed.
You bring a lot of energy, obviously, every single day. In an interview, actually, Josh Young earlier said he wants to out-milligram the other team in terms of caffeine, and I feel like no one embodies that more than you. So how important is that for you to try to out-milligram the other team in caffeine?
I think it's pretty important. I mean, the strength and conditioning coach, I think they should bring a lot of energy. It's like what I said earlier. I mean, these guys, they get tired at times, but it's my job to bring them up and obviously educate them and all that other stuff. But I think when you're hopefully surrounded by a happy environment, then guys feed off of it. So, yeah.
All right, you're a new dog dad as well, Stag. How has that been? Not only at home, but also traveling on the road with you sometimes too.
Yeah, I think this is where the caffeine comes into play. I'm rocking 4 hours of sleep lately, but he's a blessing to have. He's awesome to come home to. It's really nice. A lot of years I spent sleeping with a mattress on the floor, and come home to a pretty nice apartment with him. It definitely starts your day off right and ends your day right.
That's great. We'll get you out on this. You know, this being your third year here with the Rough Riders, where do you think you have progressed most as a human being, as an employee or a worker from year one to now year three where you are right now?
I think the understanding the players and the relationships with the players, I like to think that's, you know, kind of my the superpower. I mean, you could have the best program in the world, but if you can't connect with the guys, then you kind of already lost them. So I think just having the relationship with the players is probably the most important thing with these guys, that I think you can learn something new about yourself and somebody else every single day. And I think continuing to do that is really important to stay in this game long, but also, you know, have these relationships with guys, especially, you know, as they go to the big leagues. It's cool to think that you might be 0.5% of the reason they might do a routine up there. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Brett Platt, strength and conditioning coach for the Rough Riders. Brett, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
I'll be right back.